This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was detained Sunday in Moscow. The opposition leader was taken into custody during his first time back in Russia since he was poisoned last August. Navalny was traveling from Germany, where he had been recovering. He was detained at a passport control at a Moscow airport. His lawyer, who was traveling with him, was not allowed to accompany him. Last month, Russia's prison service ordered Navalny to attend a parole hearing or risk jail for failing to return before the terms of his suspended sentence expired. He could face a jail sentence of as much as 3.5 years, according to court documents. Navalny fell ill on a flight from Tomsk to Moscow last year. Lab tests in 3 European countries established Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent of the Novichok class. The findings led the European Union to impose sanctions on 6 Russian officials and a state research institute. Across the United States, police and National Guard troops are standing on guard at newly fortified state houses ahead of demonstrations planned for the lead-up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The increased security comes as authorities work to deter a repeat of the recent riot that overran the U.S. Capitol. A few protesters were starting to gather in some cities Sunday, but streets in many others remained empty. Small groups of protesters, some who were armed, gathered outside the state houses in the states of Ohio, Michigan, and South Carolina. In some locations, a small number of people showed up intending to counter anticipated protesters, even in places where they had not yet materialized. This